Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is your Captain Poodle speak.
Love?
Yes, ahoy, mateys.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new. Hello, Chicago. Out online. They're catfishing you.
Oh, shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key. To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
Hello, Lincoln Hall! Chicago!
Hello, Chicago!
Wow!
I am redolent with pizza.
I had to pull it away from him.
I can actually feel it in my throat a little bit.
My friend Zabella came back there. I was like, take the pizza, he'll eat it.
If I shit myself when I'm dancing later, it is Chicago's fault.
It might happen.
I'm going to say this because this bitch brought a sign that says... Skipping back to school night, and I support that.
Back to school night.
Who needs to talk to your fucking teachers?
Not me. They're fine.
All of my teachers were awful. There were maybe three in my whole time.
There was one that made you gay.
That's true. There was one.
Yeah, they're always.
Y'all, if you're a gay boy, there was one teacher that made you gay. Usually, they're middle school or high school. No, you are gay, but they literally pulled you out. They gave you books they didn't give the other kids.
Yeah.
This woman was like, oh, my God, they did that with my friend.
Yeah, or if you're Mrs. Harris, you let me rub her shoulders.
I'm never not disturbed by that. They got extra points if you rubbed Mrs. Harris's shoulders.
You got extra points.
There were no boundaries in that classroom.
No, there wasn't. But, you know, when my car died one time, she gave me a bump and just kind of bumped my car over in the middle of the parking lot.
Why were you there? No. I have so many follow-up questions.
Okay, Chicago looks good, bitch.
Yo.
I wasn't talking about the ladies. Okay, I was.
Oh.
I was,
there
actually.
There is trade.
But there's trade.
Hello, sir.
Oh, wow. Funny thing. Last time we were here, it was negative 10.
Negative 10.
Who? Any of you bitches at that show? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Y'all some right. So we were, here's the deal. We thought since it would be warmer, we would actually be able to set up Poodle's playpen in the balcony.
Okay. Listen to what the shit Chicago pulls. I order from Amazon or Nomaza as normal.
No, Amazon. They're sponsoring us right now.
Oh, that's right. So it is Amazon. I love Amazon. For all my needs, including sex toys. And what I wanted was two anteaters that could juggle like chainsaws. And I was told... The chainsaws are possible. The anteaters, like, breaks animal rules or some shit like that.
Yeah,
and I get that because we all love animals. Bullshit. You know, all that stuff. But So I was told yet again, and I was told that the men would be dancing around in it. So that was the big thing. So no Poodle's Playpen again. Homophobia.
Homophobia.
Homophobia. But I just want to say something just like slightly sentimental. This is where we started the Live, Laugh, Live tour.
Yes.
Last year. This was the start.
And this is
on
where
this very stage.
Yes. And now we're starting the
double it.
Double it.
I think there's still a little pee from last time. Yeah.
Definitely some glitter.
Yeah.
We're also doing something special tonight that we haven't done this ever. You're getting the whole episode of Happily Ever After tonight. There's not
Super
a part
size.
One. There's not a part two.
Because
we're
just doubling
part Chicago.
It. We're doubling it. Literally.
Because we're full of Pete's Pizza and we can barely move.
We said we ate Pete's Pizza and I assume some bitch was going to go, oh my God, that's not really good pizza. Someone was going to say it.
Y'all fight about it. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
Was good.
It was good, and I stuffed it in my mouth real fast, and now I'm bloated.
It's true. All right. This was a big week of 90 Day Fiancé, right?
The whole franchise.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm already shaking it off, y'all. I'm like, I'm tasting homemade sausage. Just be rolling me around later.
Hey, you might have homemade sausage later tonight.
Y'all. The boys have been kind since I've been here. However, as is in most major cities, the ones you want aren't the ones calling you. And the others are like, yeah, I'm going to come over. And so you're like, you have three ears.
If they have a 10-inch dick, you don't care how many ears they have.
That's true. I put up with that. A third ear sticking here. I don't care if you look like Sloth from Goonies. If it's a huge dick... I'll chunk love. Fine.
Put a Baby Ruth bar in their mouth and take them to town. That's the reason why I love Baby Ruths. Worked. Went out and bought one. Who knew it?
I don't know how to follow that, but...
We're supposed to talk about what happened this week. I'm just trying to stick to the script you wrote.
No, you said that stuff. No one likes Baby Ruths either. Jesus!
That's not true.
Jesus! Listen, please.
Don't make me fight you.
Please. Y'all, two things we want to talk about. Besides, we're going to talk about a lot of Happily Ever After. Two most important things. The madness that is the single life season.
Oh,
if you're
so
not
good.
Watching, holy hell. If cringe was an actual entity, it would be this season.
We just, had a meme of Nutley. And Josh commented on it.
I forgot my name.
He just put a heart and like his hands up.
I'm like, let me see your dick.
He's so hot. But no, we, and y'all.
Is anybody here with their mom, by the way?
Yeah.
I always love that when people are here with their mom.
Your mom's a dick pig. Welcome.
And your mom is like,
Yeah, when you went to school, she's like, yeah.
This bitch doesn't even care about her kids.
Yeah.
She's here too.
Fuck it, it's a school night. I'm going to dig daddy down. Go to school, kids.
The kids can tell that story in therapy later. When my mom, who doesn't care about me.
Speaking of getting dig down.
Hey, Mom, I had a good week this week, Mom. Hey.
Pee-wee, be quiet. I need to have shit with this guy.
Oh, that Tony, he's like Maggiano.
I need to throw open the curtains.
His second meal.
Sorry, there's some steel doors that need opening, Pee-wee.
Did we ever think there was going to be a close-up of Debbie's panties on 90 Day Fiancé? Like, do you think that...
I was... I'm never shocked anymore. Even I went...
And it's not because she's old. It's because she's Debbie.
It's Debbie, y'all.
But you know the camerawoman was just going... And the Rachel, the producer, like, can you just zoom in? And they're like, sure... This is a union job. It's a union job. Just film it.
My kid's got to go to private school. My kid's got to go to private school. I also want to talk about 90 Day UK, which ended this week.
If you haven't watched it, go back and watch it, y'all.
I need to say that it started out cuckoo magoo, and it started out absolutely wonderful. And in the middle, it kind of stalled a little bit. But then we were treated to Hossein answering a phone call during his ceremony of marriage.
When his mother was calling.
His mother calling from Mykonos. And there's like, where are you at? Bitch, get over here.
Yeah,
I have to get married.
We, y'all don't know this. We got an exclusive. It was his drag mother that's been calling the whole time. It's not his real mother.
Lady Shwarma.
Lady Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
I was not prepared for that.
I like that there's a gentleman in the second room. I was like, what's wrong with talking to your mom? I'm fine with that. He's like, I'm a mama's boy.
It was done in like, doom, 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 doom. Do you now take this man?
Hold on.
Hey, mom, what's up? What are you doing? My jaw was on the floor.
It was great.
I'm rarely shocked anymore. Because you should see the shit on Grindr, I guess. So,
yeah, it's
I'm not shocked. That shocked me.
Yeah.
You know, I think all this is bullshit.
Yeah,
Should we just get into the podcast?
Let's jump in.
This is the fucking podcast.
Oh, new transition music.
New transition music is a new fucking tour.
How wide was the snow?
I found this on the bowels of the internet. It is truly awful. If you want to Google Mary Had a Little Lamb or Nursery Rhymes R&B version,
I don't think they do.
Thank you for saving us, Gary.
Yeah.
Give it up for Gary tonight.
He's not handsome at all.
Every guy here is hot.
Yeah, they are.
I think it's just Chicago in general. I'm like passing him on Lincoln. I'm like, they're all like Midwestern hot or like Polish hot or German hot or Italian hot.
I think you can just say hot. All right. Shall we do this?
Any variety is fine, honestly. Okay.
Let's start.
I gotta say, we hate on Happily Ever After a lot. And this season has had its shitty things, like Big Pred, who we don't talk about. But, wow. This whole Eat, Pray, Love that Jenny's doing, I'm here for it.
Oh, yes.
And Submit's in a tank top, y'all.
Yeah.
And for women, and usually with a tank top, I'm like, ooh, I'm into this.
Oh, yeah, like Andre, when he's in a tank top later,
I'm leaning
in.
Oh, fuck, that was hot!
And he's sitting up with his leg, and you can kind of see his junk in there. You paused it.
I know he's a horrible misogynist, but he would throw you down.
I will terrorize him with my pregnancy. A lot.
Until he impregnated me.
Yes.
Woo!
Thank you.
So, this is the first day of their honeymoon. How does it feel like they've been married for 8 years?
Because they've been together for 20.
Because it feels that way to me. Jesus. I'm like, this is the first day? Now, some pillow talk like this headboard was slammed too well. We made a lot of noise. We made a lot of noise when it was hitting the walls to me. And he was like, it was like, joom, joom. What? Joom, joom, joom. It's like when the animals in different languages, you have like, cocorico, and the dog in France goes, ow, ow, ow. I guess the bed in Hindi goes, joom, joom, joom.
Yes, yes. It's a new Bollywood hit.
I was horrified. And then they say things like, it's just so gross. I don't know why. I think it's because...
Again, it's not because she's old.
No, it's because it's them.
Jenny.
And Submit's going...
it's actually because it's more Submit to me.
So gross.
Right?
So Jenny's like, let's go to the beach and have a good time.
Relax. And Submit Submit wants to, like,
no.
go, like, on fucking some James Cameron submarine trip.
We're gonna go bungee jumping and zip lining.
Yeah, he wants to find the Titanic of the Ganges or whatever, some shit.
The Titanic of the Ganges?
James Cameron, he went to go find the Titanic in the ocean.
That happened?
Yes.
I thought he just made a movie out of it.
He did, but he committed. He went to see the real thing.
Who fuck cares?
Well,
I'd rather watch the movie.
Jenny doesn't care because she said, literally, she said, I just want to eat, sleep, and repeat. Because
that's what chickens do.
That's what chickens do. They get up, they walk around. I'm tired. And they go to bed.
She just left out poop.
Yeah, that's true.
So, y'all, he's like saying, I guess you got to keep up with your 33-year-old husband. She's like, oh, I guess
wait, I'm not letting you get past this yet.
What?
He asked Jenny, last night you were making noises. Poodle.
This is why I wanted to get past it.
What noises was Jenny making?
What did she do? She's like, she was like doing weird things. You're like this? It did involve her going and shaking.
Yeah. I have a feeling she probably like sings Stevie Nicks too.
That's too cool.
No, it's too cool. Old Stevie Nicks.
It's too cool. It is definitely the song. Oh God, it's definitely Lionel Richie's "Hello."
Hello.
Wow.
I just want to let you know. Is it somewhere where Sweet, you
I see
are? Someone, where'd you go?
It's disturbing. I'm really uncomfortable talking Jenny having sex. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Almost more than I am Debbie, which is something. Mm. Yeah. So,
y'all, they go ziplining, and
zip
I'm impressed.
Guys. Yeah. The ziplining guy.
Oh my
hot.
God! I wrote that down
he
too.
He was hot.
That guy was a motherfucker. Oh. He was so hot.
If I were a mother, I would let him bang me.
Oh God!
That's what that means. And they have this whole thing, and I love when the guy, you know that the guy must do this all the time, but when the zip line comes near them, they have to scream, break, 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 break,
yeah.
Which must be a thing that all zip lining people, because everyone forgets, I guess I should stop myself.
Or people are like you, and you want to go fast and do something different.
Ooh, I do.
And you'd run right into it and knock your head off.
So?
Exactly. That's why you get injured a lot.
Maybe they could catch me and we would fall in love.
Well, so Jenny was supposed
That's
to do
my
it.
Version.
Oh, God. Jenny was supposed to zip line first, but she couldn't. She chickened out.
Oh, zing.
I've been thinking about that for 3 days. Real happy
well done. Well, done. Well done. Well done.
Good night, Chicago.
She ziplines. It's a great thing. They do it, and she's going all the way down, as usual.
He does it, yes. And
he's like, I'm so proud of her. And I'm proud of Jenny, too, that she did it.
She's sitting all flush, just kind of like, and she's sitting there thinking, boy, that's it. I'm not going to have to do anything else with this motherfucker. I did a zip line, and now we can go sit
on the beach.
I can go somewhere and get some fettuccine Alfredo or some tikka masala, because that's the only thing she likes to eat
Alfredo.
In the India. It's true. I know it's true.
You know what? She does love Alfredo. What he really wants from her is...
Oh, no. Y'all... I think it's time.
It's time
for Reality Gaze Theater.
Indian version.
Indian vision. All right.
I'll be playing the role of Sumit.
I'll be playing Jenny.
So So, Jenny, I know we did zip lining and a lot of other fun things, but we can try,
you know. It's fun.
What about some...
That's it. I'm tired.
What about some, like, we can go river rafting?
Right now.
We could even try...
My feathers wet.
We could even try some yoga tricks. Some yoga tricks.
I don't really have arms. I'm a chicken. That's
or...
Hard. Where's that music coming from, Sriya?
Have you ever heard of the Indian phrase Kama Sutra?
You mean the book? The Kama Sutra book?
I don't think it's Convo Sutra.
That's Kama Sutra. It's like or that's where the karma comes from.
Connor Sutra.
Okay.
Who was a kid I went to high school with. The Kama Sutra is a way to be more adventurous with your marriage.
We just got married. You're pretty adventurous. What do you want, Smith?
Well, I'm thinking of spicing up our sexual life. More than coitus. Sidebar, is there a more disgusting word for sexual relations than coitus?
No, there's not.
Back to the theater.
Okay.
What do you mean, Judge? Last night I was, you know, raising my hackles. You liked it.
I did, but I'm thinking some more...
Teasing your rooster comb.
Those are interesting positions, but I was thinking of more things like the lotus.
What?
How you open your flower.
I don't like that.
The milk and water embrace.
No, I want to do...
Have you heard of that?
No.
It's kind of like I would stand over you... And I take your chicken body onto me,
my,
like so.
No, I don't. I think by now
the
I know.
The audience is not with us here.
No. I think by now I know enough. I'm 60 years old. Last
There's
night
also I, splitting the bamboo.
No, well, I don't do that. Last night I gave you the poultry guy.
The magic mountain.
No, that poultry. I sat on you and I just spun my head around. Rah! You like that?
That was enjoyable.
We could... The other night I gave you the farmer's daughter. You like that one?
That was a fun one. Maybe pinball wizard. Pop, 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 pop. Ba-dang, 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 ba-dang.
I don't want to split the chicken. Split the chicken.
I do love a split breast.
Okay, I'll make a deal. We can do a wolf in the hen house.
Go on.
And see. I wish it went that well.
She's not into it at all.
Mainly because...
I've seen a lot of stuff in books.
She can't hold herself. Denny is not the most fit of 62.
You cannot do the wheelbarrow with Jenny.
No.
She doesn't have the arm strength.
No.
Mm-mm. They need to do missionary and a... He needs to just, like, throw her around. She can't actually participate.
I don't even think she can be on top. I'm sure it hurts her knees.
It's okay.
She doesn't.
You don't need your knees to be on top. Au contraire.
Wow.
My gay frere.
So sorry, Gary.
Some side saddle is fine.
Oh, I do like a side saddle.
Trust me.
It's the way a lady rides.
True.
Sorry, mom and daughter. So I just, she's not into it. And I like it when she's like, I read books. Blah, blah, blah. And I picture her, Jenny, in a Barnes & Noble.
That's where we all read it.
In like Palm Springs going, oh, that is very interesting. I want to try that.
That's where we've all read it in Barnes & Noble.
That's where everyone looked at sex books in Barnes & Noble.
Yes,
we all did it.
Nothing's wrong with that.
We've alienated the audience.
No.
Again.
So, even, I have to say, that wasn't my favorite part of their segment. My favorite part of their segment is when they go to this beautiful religious ceremony that's on the Ganges River. And they're lighting him. And she's like, oh, Smith, this is so pretty, Smith. Let's get these flowers. And then if you didn't watch this, y'all, but you probably all did, They get this little beautiful flower thing that this woman has made, and she's like, "Oh, we're gorgeous. Buying local." They're very excited, all this shit.
And they're like,
and they set it off. It's like that scene from Tangled, you know, where all of them float up to the sky and all that shit. Except this one gets stuck under a bramble and almost catches fire and then sinks.
This is like that little boat in the beginning of It.
I didn't see that.
Basically,
movie.
It's the same thing that happens.
Yes, that goes under the water drain. That was scary.
Yes.
That's when I turned it off.
And instead of it floating down to grant their wishes, it falls apart and burns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you think that's a bad omen? I think so.
Yes.
How do you fail at this?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny, Smith. Everything gets in the way.
I'm like, no, you're not meant to be together.
It's not that it's not that everything gets in the way for you. You're both failures in this.
Move back.
You're
to
both
Palm
losers.
You're both
Go
losers.
Back to America. We love losers here. Jesus.
We do. We
That's
do.
The thing. The problem is he'll never leave India because of his he needs to fucking suck his mother's teats. And even though she's like, no, I don't want you, but I kind of do. Stay away from me. And that whole, like, no, please. Oh, please. That whole shit. And I know it's cultural for Indian children and their parents, but after a while, you're like, you're preventing my own happiness. This is garbage.
Well, but she keeps choosing to be there.
She does. But no,
again,
I'm talking
she's
about...
not young.
I'm talking about Sumit more than anything else. And I'm, someone needs to just shake him until either his head pops off or he realizes... My parents are going to make my life a living hell.
Oh, yeah. He'll never realize that.
How can I live a life with my chicken? How can I be Gonzo and live with my chicken in
exactly.
peace?
Exactly. He needs to find his eat, pray,
you
Gonzo.
You need to find your Shangri-La where a man and a chicken can live in holy matrimony without their parents. It really is somewhere that's green.
It's true.
Somewhere that's yellow.
You know, like when Jenny was going down the ziplining thing in her face and she had so much like joy on her face, there was a part of me that thought, there is a part of me that really wants to, some part of me likes Jenny. And I don't think she's a bad person, but it's just, even when she's in the same frame with Sumit, it really is, he just is like a dark cloud that just, I think he dims her light. And I can't believe I'm saying that, but I think he dims her chicken coop light.
They're both awful. That's
I don't know if she's awful.
You know
she's
what?
Just they're naive.
You know what? Here's the thing. They are by no means the worst people in 90 Day Universe.
No.
They're harmless. Although Jenny did lie to his mom and saying they were friends when they were literally going joom joom on the headboard.
She did.
So that was a betrayal.
You never told someone's mother that you and their son were just friends?
That's a good line. Then you could sneak into their room at night and say, we were discussing poetry.
God, you were a slutty child.
I wasn't a child.
A teenager.
Lord. I was sexually aware, though.
You read that book.
My mother's book. Oh, yeah. My Secret Garden.
My Secret Garden.
Which the sissy gave me a copy of at a live show. And I just busted out laughing. What the fuck am I going to do with this? Keep it in my house?
And like, you get the Secret Garden. I get McDonald's gift cards.
It's appropriate. It's appropriate.
I used it.
I think we might actually get a sponsorship from McDonald's. We should try.
We were
contacted. I think it's because we had the most mentions of McDonald's free podcast. So,
and we just got one from Clinique.
Shh, don't give all the secrets.
Excited. I'm going to have to edit so much of
You're
this shit
to edit
out.
All this fucking shit out.
God dang it.
Anyway. Shall we move on? Besides Jenny saying, I think you should come and live with me in the States. And Smith's like, no, but my mother.
I mean, it was pretty gross to see his face. Like, because I couldn't tell at first that she was saying, that makes sense. Just get your visa so then they both can go. Back
it
and
makes
forth.
Perfect sense.
And he, in that line where Sumit says, this is where Sumit really just reminds you, I disagree
he's
with
shitty.
You. I think in ways he's just as bad as anybody else on this show. Because he says, if she You're hears right. that, if she hears that I don't want to go to India, she might possibly, I mean, maybe, with everything that she's done, oh, wait, no, could she think I'm selfish? And I went, yes.
Oh.
Yes, she's going to think because you're a selfish motherfucker.
It's selfish. He's just, they're worlds apart. They are worlds. Now I'm going to sing Big River.
No, you're not going to sing Big River. That's a sweet song. And we're not going to confuse that with Chicken Jenny and Smith.
You're right.
Worlds apart. Worlds apart.
I'll never be your priority, Smith. So I'm just going to be your mom.
I honestly see no relinquishment in this story at all. I just don't see it ever ending.
He always moves the goalposts for her.
Let's move on to something a lot happier.
And he doesn't have a big dick.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely no. not.
Absolutely not.
Let's move on to something more fun, like the war in Ukraine.
Yeah. Y'all, we're going to go on to Jovi and Yara.
Yara obviously thinks that, like, she has to go to Ukraine because, like, she's got to see her mom. And,
okay.
Like, it's weird because I'm going to work, and I don't know why she wants to do that. Yara taking her kid. I need to protect her.
They're going to eat, and, like, you could – Yara, bless – and I mean this in a sweet way, but she looks like shit. You can tell she's been crying for, like, 3 days in a row, bless her heart.
I don't know what that's like. I've never had my homeland come under attack because no one wants to, like, hit South Carolina anyway.
Ian. Sorry.
Wow. That's Florida.
No, it's going to South Carolina now.
Really?
You don't watch anything about weather.
They'll be fine. My parents are in the mountains.
4 days ago, he's like, it's going to Tampa? And I was like, yes, it's making a hit to South Carolina.
I love all news except weather.
Yeah.
Because it's all the same in California.
It's true.
I don't give a shit.
It is all the same.
And maybe that explains why we had such shitty weather on our tours.
Yeah, we didn't check.
So, this is one
week.
We're
doing the Farmer's Almanac next year.
Was the problem. That was a big thing where I grew up, Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, people read it too, yeah.
Oh, I think I have my great-grandmother's.
Oh, wow.
No one gives a shit about any of this.
No, we don't. I'll just be nice.
Just be nice. It's more pizza.
You're still shaking it off. You're just burping in the microphone at this point.
I'm trying not to.
Aren't you glad you paid for that?
It does smell like fennel seed and sausage up here.
Gross. I don't want to hear about your sex life.
Ooh. All kinds of spices.
Wow.
Coriander.
This feels weird.
Rosemary. Cloves. I'm going to stop. I'm bursting myself out.
Please do.
I don't know what.
Now, I will say that Jovi says in his ITMs, and it's in the moment, he basically says, you know, I'm going to try to be there for Yara. And he said,
I support her country, and support Yara.
But that was a good thing for him to say. I support Yara, and I support her country,
but
too.
But it's such glad. A weird Jovi offhand. Anyway, he's like, and I support the country, too.
Well,
it's the way he delivers everything.
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
Can I, like, have a full hurricane, not a small hurricane, but, like, keep it coming?
I mean, the only thing he talks about serious is strippers.
Yeah. No, that is strippers.
That,
that's serious.
The tone changes. It's very deliberate.
But no, everything is kind of like delivered like this, kind of like half through eyes, and everything has the same exact cadence. And it's like, and I support Yara and her country. And I know lots of people are dying, but like, I don't want her over there. And like, kind of like this. And Yara wants
and
to
Yara
do that.
And Yara goes in, she's like, Jovi, my family, they're sitting in the bathtub just wondering in the day.
Well,
and then they're awake all night. Jovi, like, I've got to go.
I don't understand. Why can't anybody get out in the country? Like, don't they have cars? Like, can they go to the grocery store? Like, there's ordering. Like, are the bars closed? Because that's going to be a real problem. Like, if the bar's closed, then when you're going to get the back.
Jovi, they can't Uber, I told you.
But, like, you can go to, like, the county line. Like, no one is, like, Karen. Like, that's the thing.
Jovi.
Like, this is the problem, y'all. This kind of mansplaining problems is exactly what if you have a male person in your life, you need to say, don't do this to me. I don't need you to solve my fucking problem here. I just need you to fucking hear me.
Well,
because I learned that for a while with all my female friends. When I'm like, well, what you should do is, they're like, just listen to me. The good ones who were able to say that to me. And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't try to solve everything.
I've learned it from being your friend. I just let him go on. And I go,
I don't need
sorry.
You to solve my fucking
I'm
problems
sorry,
for
exactly.
me.
I just say, I'm sorry, Poodle.
I know what to do. The problem is he's still married.
That is the problem. And I just say,
and
I'm
she's
sorry.
Keyed my car.
Again.
Again and again. Again and again. I can't get rid of that wife and I can't kill her.
I mean, I actually don't think Joby's not only listening. I think he's then adding to the problem by this whole he goes into, well, what are we going to do if your family comes over here?
Ugh.
Where are we going to? Where are they going to live? Where are we going to support them? They can't work for 9 months if they get a grant. Like
part of this is added drama. I think it's a little massage.
I don't know. Her face looked like she was about to start crying again.
Well, I agree, but I'm thinking production told him to amp this up. In other
know.
Words,
I mean, I hope so, but I do think he's that dumb.
He has this much empathy, which is dangerous for men, because then they know when to use it. If you got one who's stupid and doesn't have any empathy, you can just, like, do whatever you want. But, like, he has that much.
Yeah.
And the problem is, we went to see our lawyer, and the lawyer told us that, like, the family could come over, and I don't know, because there could be a lot of people in one house. We only got one bedroom, and, like, they drink a lot. And that's a real problem because they're drinking my booze. And, like, her mama likes to drink beer, and that's going to be a real problem.
Yara shuts it down because she says, Jovi, I will work. I will make money. And then she says, and when she said this, I just kind of went, gunk. She said, if I make money to buy expensive purses, I can afford my family's freedom.
Oh! I fucking love her.
What do you say to that?
We were skeptical of her in her first season, but damn, how she reads the fuck out of him on the daily. And the child is going to be really cute. I'm not going to come for the baby's looks.
I think
the
child's cute now.
I'm not going to come for the baby's looks.
I think she's real cute.
She's going to age into him.
I think she's really cute now.
She's got a perpetual frown. It's cute. She's really going to age into it well.
I like a cute little sad baby.
It is okay. I'm not saying the child is ugly. I'm not saying the child is ugly. It
is
okay to say she looks a lot like her father.
This is why no one will come to our live shows, any of the cast.
Yeah, I'm going to ruin every relationship we
have
because I'm keeping it fucking real.
Yeah, that's why Libby.
I don't give a fuck.
That's why Libby blocked us.
Yeah, y'all, talk to us.
She didn't.
Oh. But the people who do talk to us are the ones who, like, they get that we keep it real. Like, Molly will talk to us.
Yes.
And I love her. I'll be honest. We're watching on our class list right now. We're watching her Happily Ever After with Luis. And I'm still like,
we're watching
get
that.
Him out, honey. Get him out of that house. How could you be so dickmatized?
Really?
And I don't know what you mean. But it is a car crash. That her first season of Night at Fiancé, I think that was season 4 with Luis, y'all. We all watched and going, "Oh my god, he's the owls." That whole thing, you just watched it going, "Oh my god, what is going to happen?" And it was the most real thing I've ever seen on reality television.
It was fucked up. It was fucked up.
It's the only thing to say.
But the whole point of that is that she talks to us. That's what Poodle wanted to say in that long story.
Don't you ever sum up my statement. I have tried to censor every Oklahoma story if possible.
They need to be told.
Not in such detail.
Y'all, my cousin Ryan Tyler's here, my Aunt Darla's son. He'll test you. They're all real, aren't they, Ryan? They're all real. He was there when Grandma Hazel did the double it.
I am friends with his mother, and Facebook friends with Aunt Darla, and she said, "Happy Son's Day to my two lovely sons."
That's good.
That's not her voice, by the way.
No.
It's not that country rube. She's so down to earth, though.
No, she's batshit crazy.
I was trying to be nice.
Again, no, she's crazy. They're all crazy. Anyway, speaking of crazy, shall we?
I didn't hear from anything with my mother.
My mom posted a horrible picture of me on Sensei.
Oh, wait, we have another person to do. I forgot.
Y'all, Nigeria, baby.
Okay.
I know, we're going to split everybody.
Okay.
Let's talk about Angela and Michael.
Okay, I don't have a
There's
ton.
Not much.
I don't have a ton to say about this, but what I marvel at this season is not just the man from Canada who is a TikTok star.
Yes.
Who really wants to have nothing to do with her, who used to be a stripper, who's used to seducing women for money, and she thinks it's okay, is the idea of how desperate she seems this season. Normally, she is the aggressor. Now, she feels like the one who is constantly hurt and the one who is so desperate trying to save everything. We've never seen this before. It's a change for her. But still, she's just as awful as ever.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty terrible.
But she's got a new friend, Renee.
Renee. Poodle, how many people have you become friends with in the bathroom because y'all wanted to smoke cigarettes?
I don't know if you can call them friends in the bathroom, but I have met a lot of friends smoking cigarettes when I used to smoke.
That was your line.
Y'all, they're still like, oh, my God, can I bump a cigarette from you? Oh, even if I've got a full pack in my pocket, I'm going to go talk to you. That's why. Or I see them out smoking. That gives me an excuse to talk to them. It always worked. Oh, that
I love it that you say it like you thought of this thing that no one else thought of. Like, Poodle, Enneagram 4, this is the only person that does it. When all these bitches did that, raise your hand if you bummed a cigarette for dick. Yes, your mom did too. Raise your hand.
My slut sisters, yes.
She went to the bathroom because she knew this was coming.
But I'll say, though, even if you got cigarettes in your purse, can I bum a cigarette? I'm sorry, I just went down to my last one. Oh, thank you. What do you do here?
Well, they had to get a new friend because Angel's not friends with JoJo anymore. So that's
a
shocker.
Y'all, they met in a bathroom at an airport, and Angela smelled smoke on her like a puma.
And then they paid the attendant to leave so they could smoke some cigarettes.
That is country.
That is country.
And they've been fast friends ever since.
They have. They've been ever since. Mom's back. She's going, shit, I did bum a cigarette for dick. Weren't supposed to tell anybody.
And, the worst thing is the next day when you're, like, waking up with that other person, when I used to wake up with them, and you're like, why do I smell like smoke? I'm like, oh, that's right. We smoked all night and then smoked after we banged. God, I feel like a human cigarette, and I like it. I don't do that anymore.
That's why your bedroom smells like Def Leppard.
Those were some fun times.
Okay. I will say this. Angela,
that drummer only had one arm. You can do a lot with it.
Wow.
Cheers.
So.
That's the first Def Leppard joke of the evening. Won't be the last.
So sorry, Chicago. So Angela's showing she's showing up to Nigeria, and Michael doesn't know. This is kind of a Mar move. I'm not going to lie.
I'll be honest.
I would want to do this.
I'll be honest. If she thinks, the thing about it, what he's getting back at her with is his Instagram. That's how petty they are now. And it's ridiculous that social media can now be a content thing of the show.
Oh, we're in it. We just wait till we talk about Act Two and feet pics. We're in a whole different area of this show. We have moved up or down.
We've definitely moved down.
We moved down.
Yikes.
By the way, when they showed just her feet, I thought it was Angela's feet. They look terrible.
I hate them so much.
I know.
They're so fucking awful.
But Angela, it's smart. She says, I'm going to go to Nigeria, and then I'm going to show up, and then I'm going to take his phone for him. He doesn't have time to delete the numbers. And I went, that's smart.
And
Aunt Darla would do that.
What she says is like, I read this in a Nigeria marriage book that I got everything he's got. I think it means that you
and
both
Renee goes,
own
bring,
it.
Bring the book, Angela. She's like, I'm going to bring it.
I don't know what cornpone school of law.
I don't know either.
That she understands. Like, I own everything.
Opulence. I own everything.
Now, what she could say is, I gave him the money to buy. That would be a way around it, but it's still not legal. But what she's saying is, because we are married, I now own this. So I'm going to take it? It makes no sense.
Doesn't.
Anyway. So, y'all, she's like, I can't wait to go through his phone. So she's flying to, she's rolling up on him in Nigeria.
Roll up.
That is the longest that anyone has ever gone to roll up on someone.
Amar would do it.
She's flying 19 hours to roll up on someone.
I'd do it if you fuck me over.
Anyway, and he says, you know, I'll take the Instagram down if you, bravo to Michael, I'll take it down if you give me $5,000. Finally, you're a good businessman. Finally. I really do believe, and I still believe, I think she really, really loves him. And that's sad. I don't know if he ever did. I don't know. I think he saw a long game, and I think he liked being around her, and he could tolerate her for long enough.
I think he was more attracted to her when she was bigger.
100%.
Yeah, just because, yeah.
And that's its own level of sadness, that we're here, that she thought she was making
her
life better for him. It's like the worst O. Henry story you've ever read.
You mean the chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Oh, Henry?
Exactly.
I would
never mind. This woman got the joke. That's all that matters.
There were two people that got it and everybody else. I don't have any more of them.
It's all that matters. You know, you read to learn about irony. Mm. Never mind. I need to move on. Fuck it. So she's like, and I find out he's not going to, I'm going to fly to Canada and fuck that TikTok guy.
I don't think you are.
No, you're not going to, because he doesn't give a shit about you.
Well, he's gay, and I think he has kidney disease. He doesn't have the energy.
Well, he can't.
You're not wrong.
And so she's like, this is the most awful. Worst thing, Renee, is not that like he's done all these things. It's that he fooled me. It's that he, and I said, that's the problem. Your pride won't let you. That's what you're really mad about, and that's what's really hurt her. And we've seen her hurt before, but never this level. She's an exercise in trauma, and generational trauma.
Yeah.
And she uses it for it all manifests as anger, of course, because that's all she has. And when she does have hurt, she covers it up. Like you'll see her cover her eyes. She is like you saw people like Angela in, like, the coal mines in West Virginia in the 30s. It could be the same person. Maybe in the 50s, because they didn't let women in the coal mines then. So, or if Angela was a man, would look like a coal miner. I don't know where I'm going with this.
That's the show, everybody. No. Can we move on? This is depressing now.
Yes.
I think it's time.
That is the show. That is the first part of our show.
Yes.
Yes. We'll be back in we'll take an intermission, y'all. Oh, we have shout outs.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. We got shout outs. Let's do some shout outs.
You are trying to lead me, and I'm just
trying
like,
to lead you, pony, and you're walking the wrong way. Here, take this one.
Shout, lift my heels up and shout, lift my heels up and shout.
All right.
I don't get to say. All right, enough of this shit.
Let's
y'all,
get to it.
You like my new Rothy's? They're a sponsor.
All right, I'll go first.
Promo code for Reality Gays Suck Dick. It's not.
You know I want to give a shout out to Blair, who is here with me tonight. This is her first show.
Blair. Blair Underwood?
And I just wanted to thank you for telling my boss. I just wanted to thank you for telling my boss about this podcast 3 years ago. Without you, I'd be lost without y'all. Love, Rachel.
Oh, thank you, boss. To my husband, Jason, who still came tonight even after I told him about Poodle's playpen. Jess, where's Jason? Ooh, where are you?
They're up at the top. She knew to keep him away.
Oh, wait for me, darling. I'll be there.
Maddie and Pooge, you got me through a year of chemo, dog bites, family, death.
Fuck!
Golly, shit the bed. Love you and fuck 2022. Agreed. Poodle, can you do your yelly peacock for me? Jane.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
So weird. Ah!
If you've been around them, they really do that. It's terrifying. Shout out to the Sissy Squad gamers for keeping a bitch sane and for this awesome community. XOXO, Beatrice.
Yeah, we have this subgroup. To the sappiest hoe, thanks, Matt, for coming to see the Reality Gaze with me. I have so much fun with you. Here's to more, Linda.
Oh. To my wonderful boyfriend, thanks for getting a vasectomy so we can
raw dog the American way.
Love, Lindsay.
Ain't nothing like shooting blanks all night.
Good for you, blank shooter. You give me those fake pearl necklace, I'll take it anytime.
He can shoot up the club all he wants. As a rep, you said, give a couple coats of paint.
Thanks.
That's disgusting. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Shout out to my HH Night crew. Watching 9 days with you is the highlight of my week. Chelsea, please move back. Love, Allison.
Move back, Chelsea. To my BFF, Annie, I hope to be a good wing woman for you tonight so you can come, so you can get some skin to skin with a nice fella.
Well, y'all, I don't know if you're going to find them at Reality Gay Show, but you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
Shout out to my husband, Sean, on our fourth wedding anniversary, which is today. Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Oh, never mind. He's not here tonight, but I love him anyway. That bitch left her husband on her anniversary. Yes! That's love for us. Fuck
you
him.
You just repeat it, Gary.
He's got 364 nights. We get you one.
Ross. Sunday morning 90-day cuddles are my favorite part of the week.
Aww. Me too.
Also, thanks for having the MBD, most beautiful dick.
Ooh.
And we both know I've seen my fair share of dicks. XOXO, Danielle.
Ooh, she a dick pig.
Is that Danielle?
She a dick
pig. Oh, that's rock.
Oh, yeah,
it's nice. It's nice, yeah. Yeah.
Good structure.
Yeah. Wow.
Girl, and she's seen a lot. She's like a dick collector.
Hey.
Woo! Is it my turn? I really need to be handled with these.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to my fellow dick pig and former student teacher, Layla. I hope the most important thing I instilled in you was a love of Reality Gays. Love, Anne!
Aw. Shout out to new sissy Allison D. She's an ex-coworker, and I just discovered that she's one of us.
One of us.
She told me that during the pandemic, while she's been working from home, that y'all have been her coworkers, and we helped her get through. And when she leaves the house, she yells to her dog, "Stay strong." We love you both, Lynn B. That is great, Allison.
Stay strong. Stay strong, doggy. You manifested. I love you guys so much that I bought tickets without knowing if I could actually go. Turned out I couldn't make it, so shout out to myself, Sandy. I'm glad you had something better to do.
All right. Tara, thanks for helping me normalize this garbage with our husband.
Yes!
Laura.
Shout out to my fiancé, Bob. I can't wait to marry you a year from tomorrow and raw dog for the rest of our lives. Love, Katie.
Katie. Jessica, thank you for flying down to see our two favorite queens together. Love you.
Happy birthday, Allison. We love 90 Day and Hamburger Helper nights with you.
Oh, I love a Hamburger Helper.
Me too. I have a good homemade recipe for that.
No, I want the box. To my beautiful fiance, Ashley, if I'm there with you, wait, if I'm there with you, hi. If I'm not, I love you and I'm proud of you. Are you here? He's here. All right.
That could have gone so many ways.
I'll do this one. You can do the last one.
Okay.
Happy belated birthday, Kelly. Enjoy the last year of your 20s.
Yeah. And this is from Eliza. There's bronze dicks along North Halsted. That's gay. Chicago is gay, and it's the best city to kick off your tour. Keep going, Queens, Eliza.
There we go. All right, everybody. You know the drill. Go get a drink. Go get a shirt.
And buy our shit.
Tip your bartender. We'll see you in a hot second.
All right.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and on the mountainside. Oh, enough with the pipes, Gary. I wish I had my own Danny boy back again and his meaty pipes. Oh, you know what? Let me just bring this paper out here. They're going to say something. You know, I can't get all reminiscy today. I got a lot to do today. Mary Catherine, you got a lot to say. Gonna have a big thing today. But I need my good friend out here because we're gonna make a big announcement. And that is, Bessie, what you doing? Come on out, you heifer. I need you to come here. Bessie.
Poodle, I'm not doing this.
Yes, you are.
As I was saying, I am Mary Catherine O'Leary, also known as Mrs. O'Leary. I see you heard of me. Anyway, I would like to...
Yeah, I'm doing the bit.
Bessie, get your ass out here. Come on.
Open this ring. I hate you.
Come on. There you go. That's a good girl. That's a good girl. I am Mrs. O'Leary, and this is my cow, Bessie.
Just lean in, we're doing it.
And she is finally here to apologize for the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. Too soon?
This is the weirdest thing you've ever done. Like, by far.
Bessie, hush!
I'm sorry.
Bessie will now read a prepared statement as an apology. Oh, you look better from behind than you do in the front. This is better than I thought it would be.
Can you turn this page for me, please?
Here.
Thank you.
Take my glasses.
I'm good. I'm not an old cow, you bitch. All right. Dear people of Chicago, on the evening of October 8th, 1871, I was really hungry and I ate too much hay way too fast. This made me uncomfortable and gassy, which led me to thrash around and kick my legs wildly about. So wildly that I knocked over a very expensive lantern.
It was a pottery barred one.
And I started the fire. I selfishly bolted out of the barn and survived, but I alone am responsible for the deaths of hundreds of people.
Alone.
I alone. Mrs. O'Leary had nothing to do with it and was not present at the time. She was definitely not banging Peg Leg Sullivan while this was all happening. She's always been a virtuous woman. Oh, come on. This is garbage.
What do you
Mrs.
mean?
Mrs. Leary, she's also to blame. You are.
Gasp! No!
Admit the real truth, Bessie.
I did eat too much, okay? It was really good hay, y'all. It was
a glutton.
Fucking Iowa. They make the best goddamn hay. But I ate it too quick. I got a little gassy, but I could hear you in the next stall over getting pegged by Peg Leg.
It's true. I miss his wooden leg so much.
I mean, and just over and over, just like you sounded like an old barn Ooh. Cat. Well, an old barn. Yeah. But getting fucked.
That scared me.
That scared me and it startled me, and I ran out of the barn and I knocked over that lantern, but it wasn't my fault, it was your fault because you scared me.
You know, I think we both have a lot to apologize for. It may have been a little, maybe it wasn't just your abject gluttony that caused the fire.
And no.
Your selfishness.
It's you, you're a big Irish slut.
You know what? I think we both got a lot off our chest this evening.
Yeah, sure.
So why don't we sing about it?
I mean,
I guess
if I can talk, I might as well fucking sing.
There you go.
I can't hear the music in this cow here.
Chicago.
That toddling town.
Chicago.
I'll see you around.
Ooh, I love it.
Bet your bottom dollar you can't see this in Chicago.
Chicago.
That she couldn't burn down.
I did. I was gassing.
On down State Street, that great street.
Where I want to stay.
I just want to stay.
They do things like they don't do in old Broadway.
Oh, hey! I'll have the time of my life.
I stole a man right out from his wife. So Chicago, my hometown.
It's a little warm in here.
I'm not
going
to be able to dance in this.
It's a little warm in here.
Oh, no.
I think I need to take something off.
Oh, my God. No slutty dancing. You're not supposed to be slutty on this.
Oh, here we go.
Stop it. I can't move. Stop it.
Bend over, you bitch.
Oh.
Chicago. I meet Chicago. You at the pump room, Ambassador East.
To say the least.
Shish kebab. We'll feast on squab. And it'll be great.
And you can milk me.
You'll have the time of your life.
Call me when you get bored with your wife.
Oh, Chicago.
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 Chicago,
we're sorry we burned you down.
Moo, girl, moo.
Woo!
All right. I got air blowing up my ass. I got to go.
This is the weirdest thing we've ever done, and I'm proud of it. Gary, give us some music while we change clothes.
Go, drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind. I was in love with the place.
I already got out of my cow costume and he's still changing. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. Look at this mess he made. I'm so sorry. Wouldn't you like to know, Princess? She asked what size shoe. A gentleman never tells. Did y'all get that? I was like, only like 7 people are going to get this. Okay. You never know with Poodle. But anyway, I'm sorry. Iowa, hey, who knew? Did y'all have a good intermission? If you didn't get a shirt, get one, because we're not selling merch again, because that shit's hard to do. Thank you.
I knew they'd love it.
Oh, Chucky, your shirt's tucked into the back of your pants like an old man. Here you go.
I'm in several straits of undress.
Oh, my God. A mess. All right, y'all.
There were 2 layers of clothing there. That was a very layered act.
If you're wondering, did I just get so drunk and I'm imagining what I saw? No, that was real. You're sober.
I was literally thinking, I said, what is something about Chicago that we haven't touched on that would alienate most people? And I thought of, mostly because I said, I want to make that fucker wear a cow costume. Honestly, y'all, the costumes are why I do these bits. Half of it. I still don't think the Denver audience got what I was talking about when I was baby doe, and you were a minor.
They did not.
The audience didn't know what the fuck was going on.
They didn't.
But I got to wear a saloon girl outfit and be a bitch.
And I'm living out all my childhood dreams up here for you people. Thank you. Thank you, sluts.
Just really kind of the same character every show, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm aware.
Okay, okay. Just
you don't have to change perfection.
Okay. We're not Glenn Close up here. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Right. Okay, are we ready to jump into it?
Right. Are we?
Yeah, I think that's it. What do we do after that besides
talk about
this
shit? Let's
go
back to the podcast.
Yes. You are. Oh, this is a good one.
This is a really good one.
This one touches you.
This one, like, kicks.
Yeah, uh-huh. Wait for it.
I want to shoot this guy in the face. It's really kind of dirty.
Well, it's talking about his treasure tail and sucking his dick. It washes the spout out. That's what I heard when he sings.
Keep this going, Gary, because this is a terrible lyric.
I kind of think it's not terrible.
The spider was trying to do it.
We're losing them. We're losing them. They're getting scared. Like, she's about to go to her mom's night out at school. All right, Gary, can't.
All right, Gary, that's enough.
Who, by the show of hands, since because we're about to talk to them about them, who is in support of living, singing childhood nursery rhyme songs? What do we think of? So we have some no's.
I am completely, I think it is completely because they're in public domain. I think that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for it.
Like, sorry, no rights attached to it or anything. Otherwise, she could say, hello, my baby. Hello, Monty. Hello, my ragtime girl. Because TLC's so cheap, they can't pay for anything. That's why.
They are so cheap.
I think if that's what she wants to do, great. They already have a YouTube channel that does well.
It's so weird watching Andre happy, though.
Oh, it kind of looks like a giant who's had to put his voice up. It's like, what do you want to play in the colors now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's creepy.
Do you like green best?
Blue, green. You say green the best.
Seriously, it is kind of like watching like militant Nazi films, but it's also for children.
A little.
He has that cadence, though.
It's true.
I'm kind of like, let her do what she wants to do. It sucks also that the sisters have made fun of her. And I can't believe I'm saying this. Libby gets shit on more than anybody else in that family, and I feel bad for her.
I do, too.
And
I think we're the only ones. Everybody's like, yeah, I don't.
Well, she did do that OnlyFans bit where it was like Christmas one time, and she showed her buddy.
Her buddy.
Her butthole.
Oh, her butthole. Oh. Libby showed her butthole too?
No, not her full butthole. Just like.
I think you're wrong about this.
No, the sisters.
She showed crack.
She showed crack.
Crack is different than butthole.
No, the sisters have shown hole.
Yeah, butthole, but gray. They showed the brown eye.
We have created a stir in the audience, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Libby
like
just
hubbub,
showed,
hubbub,
she just
hubbub,
showed
butthole,
the Grand
butthole,
Canyon,
butthole, butthole,
not the crater. Thank you.
They showed clinker, and she only showed crevice.
Crevice, yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's cleared up.
Chocolate starfish.
Yeah. Again, things that get cut from the recording.
Anyway,
so they're watching her niece dance.
They're watching like creepers. And what's weird is there's only one person in the room. It's her
weird.
Teacher, and it feels very Nadia Comaneci, Ice Castles, or something.
There's like, a man in the front who's a dance instructor who's very, he's like, this is weird. Very opinionated.
But no, it's very strange. It's like, one's like, come on, you can do it. Debbie Allen's got her dance step and just like slamming.
I always wanted my mama to take me to dance lessons and watch.
I swear to God, we've said this before. If we could be, both of us, if we could do anything, we would both be dancers.
We would be.
Like, because, you know, you could see, as you just saw, we have a natural talent for it.
Very. My ballet teacher in college told me I had a beautiful point.
What else did they tell you?
No, that's it. She also told me to change classes next semester.
You're hurting the floor. Yeah.
We can't fix it anymore. No more grand jetés, Matt. Sorry. So yeah.
They're like, so isn't she the best dancer in the world? Oh my God, you're a total dancer. It's the same, like, I want to, like, eat a gun, mom talk.
And then instead of, like, I guess they couldn't find a quiet place because the dance instructor says, come on, child. Let's go do jumps in the other room.
Let's go to a private room.
I'm like, that doesn't sound molesty at all.
Away from the eyes of your mother.
But sure.
Clothing optional.
Sure, okay.
I'm sorry, it felt weird. You all know it.
It just was weird.
It was totally for production, but the way they said it, it felt so weird.
Like she just could have said, I want to take a break, and the teacher would have gone, okay, whatever.
I need to show you other things in another room.
That is probably the biggest producing problem of 90 Day Fiancé. They overproduce, and they feel like everything has to make sense. And I'm like, sometimes just let us. You have all these things where they have a fight off camera, but you don't fucking care about that.
I'm going to hit those off your face.
You have got to get fucked tonight because you are so wily.
I got
to
tell
you,
y'all.
That's the word, wily. You can't.
I'm telling
you. Haven't been able to control you since 2 p.m. today.
The hot boys were out, but no one was biting last night, and they all wanted tonight. And I'm going to be so tired after the show.
I don't care. Stick some pizza up your ass and call everyone for dinner. Because it's been like a week for you, and I am not going to another city until you do it.
I've already scheduled something this weekend, so you know, on the whiteboard. So
we're flying back tomorrow. I wish we could stay. It's so beautiful here.
This is so gorgeous right now.
And we're staying at the. I don't care. We can tell. No one's going to stalk us. We're staying at the Blackstone. That Blackstone.
So
we got a good deal.
One woman just went, "Oh no!"
It's really beautiful. But it's right on the park and everything.
I swear to God, Poodle if you're there, I will inform on you.
No, but it's Chicago. They don't care.
I will have you there.
But Poodle can go to the park at night and pick up guys. It's perfect.
I was out there with my binoculars today.
It's true. It's true.
Looking for wallets that were fat.
All right. So
how many credit cards you got, buddy?
And Libby says, so Mom and Andre got really into it, and he let her have it.
It's like, as soon as they're going to the other room, it's like, so I need to tell you what happened. Like, Mom and Andre got fighting, and like, this whole birthday party, and they're like, yeah, waiting to tell you something. We're actually going to the birthday party. I know you said we weren't, but we lied, and
they're
came.
Like, yeah, because Jen said, Mom is just being Mom. Enabler is just being enabler.
And so we're just going to, like, roll over because we still don't like Andre.
They're like, we're just going. And Libby looks at them, and she's like, what changed? And they just said, this is the thing about the family Libby. They can't just say, I felt bad. They always have to take this moral response. Well, I'm not going to be bossed around by my alcoholic brother. So I'm going to go to this party.
They are the worst of America.
Don't try to act brave.
We all know people like this. We all know trash like this. Thank you.
You know, it's a
We're
little...
We're going there soon.
It's a little too soon.
I've got my
there,
garlic
sugar.
Ready to go.
They don't have power right now, so we have to like them. Once the lights are back on, all bets are
Open
off.
Season. We're going to take that
Libby
out.
And Andre, well, actually, they're fine. They're in a very wealthy house. But poor, we messaged with Amber and Daniel, and they fucking had a park and drive all the way up. But they're fine.
They're in a trailer park in Tallahassee. We've been talking to them. We love them.
We love them. We've been talking to them. So they're going to come watch our
She gets
show.
It, y'all. She gets it. She's a basic ranch dressing bitch. She totally gets it.
Yeah.
I'm
scared what you're going to do if you see, when you
Ooh, I want to see their gay friend.
Oh, I mean, we can invite him.
Nah. What? He's a bitch.
What? You could get fucked in the green room.
Still. All right. Anyway, so I think it's interesting that this one's like, yeah, let's move on. Even our audience is saying it now. Okay. We get it.
We get it.
You're a slut. You're dumb. We get it.
Yeah. We get it.
Let's move on. That's what it's going to be like in about 10 years. The audience is like, oh, we get it. Just tell us stupid things. Just perform for us. So, exactly. Dance with your clown costume, bitch.
So, I'm going to keep going.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, I love it, too.
I like how you printed your notes this time, and it looks like you're reading news copy.
I am. I'll read whatever you say. But so, because I type them out by printing. But anyway, so Becky basically, Libby's like, well, I'm not going to go. And Becky said, wow, you're really taking this to another level.
Wow.
And I wrote, he fucking attacked Andre at that party. And then, thank God, that's what Libby also admits. And Charlie's been sending her horrible text messages this whole time.
We did not know that.
We didn't know that. New information. I can't believe I'm defending Libby. God damn it.
I know. And then
thank you for being angry with me. That person went yes on that bar.
And then they're like, we just think that Andre is distancing yourself. I'm like, you just dug that up from season 3 of Happily Ever After.
Yeah, just when we thought we got a new storyline.
Or season 4. You dug that up. And we're this old chestnut. And then she's like saying, well, Becky's like, I don't see any of that happening in, like, a restaurant.
No way.
A restaurant's the perfect place because you can throw food.
Yes.
Ask Kim Bali. You know, I get mad and I throw things.
I promise I won't do that anymore. I promise.
You will never see this again.
So.
Sometimes I get mad and I throw things.
I don't know if you noticed this. I know. So Libby tells them, she's like, look. We can't go to this because he's got another green card interview, and he can't jeopardize anything. And then, like, those two eels and the Little Mermaid, the sisters go, oh, really? Another green card interview?
Oh, my.
Oh.
What number can I call? Maybe he'll get sent back.
They're going to fucking punk him. Okay. So Andre has to go home and leave his own child.
That was a line, I guarantee you, that was a line that Becky said on their first season. But they have children now, and it's not, or a child now, and another child on the way.
They
and
probably
it's not
knew they
funny
were trying
anymore.
To get they probably knew, too, they were trying to get pregnant at the time.
Yeah,
too.
It's not funny anymore. And
oh, he can go back.
And she's like, why would you fucking say that? I'm going to go
Libby.
Back with him.
Thank you.
And that's like injecting a dose of realism that we've never had before. And I was like, what show am I watching?
I don't know if your TV, she got really scared and thought she was called out. She just bent over and showed her butt.
Libby wasn't having it. And I was like, yes, finally. So she's like, do you not want to fucking see me again? Is that what you're saying? And
I will go to Moldova.
And they're all with their all slightly adjusted faces. They all went.
I'm not seeing you anyway. So I guess it's like the same.
Oh, that was so bitchy. Have y'all seen Becky's face before her surgery? It is something.
I mean, it's not a Yara transformation, but it's
No. But like Becky looks like a different person. She kind of looked like a Dr. Seuss character before, with like a flat nose and. Now she looks like a person.
wow.
She kind of looked like a who a little bit. So cut to Andre in a sleeveless shirt, and my soul left my body.
Yes.
You want to play with colors?
Yeah, Daddy, let's play.
And basically Libby tells him about the meeting with the Gorgons.
And I like that he even goes, Lib,
no. No, I don't care. I don't care. I'm just a manly man scratching myself. I don't care.
I would drink his bathwater. Oh.
I would let him drink Pepto-Bismol and then spit it in my mouth.
Hold on. I need some time.
What?
It's a texture issue for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting through the texture of it.
It coats the stomach.
This woman is still covering her mouth. Stop.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir.
No.
You're welcome.
No, that's what I said. So he basically says, no, it's like a cancer. You like cut it out, but you still survive. Again, not a good solution. He's never been sensitive. He's only sensible. He's never sensitive. You're never going to get anything from him.
No, you're not.
But let's talk about the real stomach-churning moment. I can't believe they filmed these fuckers.
Let's just talk about that. I can't believe that's what I wrote was, oh God, this is where we are now. You get your own segments.
It also means that they're going to be on this season a lot.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Take that in. Chew on it.
I think.
Get used to it.
I've been thinking of a theory, and I didn't want to tell you this, but I think I'm going to share it here in Chicago. Finally, Chantel's going away, y'all, because they're getting divorced. What's going to be a replacement? It's going to be the family lib.
Butthole Brigade!
I'm telling you, they're going to do real estate and buttholes, and you're going to have to watch it because we're going to have to fucking talk about it.
Because what else do you have to watch?
Because what else are you going to watch? Extreme Sisters? We heard it got pushed until January, but it is coming on. Blame Discovery Plus merger.
The merger. That's the first merger reference of tonight. Yes. It won't be the last.
Oh, God.
The one thing I need to talk about.
Her feet look terrible.
I still say that Charlie has a lot of head and not enough face. It's like this big melon, and the face is shrunk to something like this size.
He kind of looks like that cow costume.
He does.
Yeah, they're waiting for a neck.
There's such little face. Like so much head and like a scrunched up tiny face.
Like the SNL Charlie Brown characters.
Yes.
You don't know that, but look up SNL Charlie
Brown. You don't know that.
And it's terrifying.
So y'all, they're taking OnlyFans pics of her feet.
But not only that, last year. We're talking about doing OnlyFans on 90 Day Fiancé.
Remember season one?
Yeah.
Remember where we got
Brett and Daya? Oh, so that woman at the front went, oh, Brett and Daya.
Remember Kyle and Noon?
Oh.
Or even like Matt and Allah? Now we're talking about, can you imagine Allah saying, I'm doing OnlyFans now for my feet?
And her son's like taking her pictures and speaking to her.
Jazz Baby's like, I'll do OnlyFans too.
I'll do your feet makeup.
That's Matt's mother. We just call her Jazz Baby because of her red hair. And she's like,
I almost would rather see Mark and Nikki than hear about his fucking feet.
Yeah, we don't talk about them because that was sick.
But she's like saying, I mean, she did say she made $70,000 a year from feet pics.
You know what?
Bullshit, but also don't lie to me if you just took off your socks and went, huh.
You've all thought about it.
Robert's dad would never know it was me since he's the conservative one.
And their
just my feet.
Their arguments make no sense at all. This is how you know they're living in a magical world because they're like, Charlie's like, well, you know, like at the birthday party, it was like, I didn't do anything. I don't know what everyone's remembering. And Megan's like, you didn't do anything. No.
I will say,
I don't remember anything you did.
If somebody's accusing you of having a problem with alcoholism and you say, bro, everybody was drinking.
Everyone was drinking. You might be an alcoholic
if that's your excuse. Like, it's all the classic shit.
Everyone gets rowdy at a wedding. Everyone stands up at a wedding in Moldova and tells everyone, like, what a shit their brother-in-law is.
Everyone does that. Everyone goes on national Tv after they've done a bump of coke and, like, drank a fifth of Jack and act like an asshole on TV.
He has such a puffy coke face.
Oh.
It just needs to be punched.
I bet he does it off of her feet.
Again, the audience is turning.
I just want to say that was a grosser reaction than the Pepto-Bismol joke.
I agree.
That's saying something.
I would do coke off a dick before I did it on feet.
Well, I'm not. I'm that. You know, I don't like to feet. I don't like feet. Ryan will tell you, I used to swim in socks in Aunt Peggy's pool. I do not like feet. My cousin Kelly did, too. I'm not for it. But I
His
always...
His family's here, and we're talking like this.
That's true. But I always end up dating guys who are into my feet, and I just have to sit there and say, whatever you want, just pay me. I mean, take me out to dinner. It's true.
I need some water. Open this. Here, let's do it together.
No, we won't.
No. I didn't want to drop my mic. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. So, yeah. I knew that was going to happen.
I caught it,
That's
bitches.
Lime.
That was scary there for a minute, though. Everyone saw that falling everywhere, right?
I think that's basically they just ended with... Again, it's like they got home with the butthole brigade, and they talked on the phone, and they said, hey, you're going to say that Andre's controlling your... Okay, I'm going to say Andre's controlling her. Okay, by the way, do you want to go get her assholes waxed next
it's
week?
It's the same narrative.
Right there.
They're going to realize what Andre did to the whole family. This has been going on too long. Find another hobby. Jesus.
Meanwhile, Chuck's not even involved anymore because he doesn't want to have a heart attack on camera.
And he had cancer.
Oh, he did. He beat it, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Good.
So, exactly. I survived cancer for you people. It's like what we saw when we saw on Classless when Russ and Pal walked into her grandmother's bedroom or hospital room. And I said, she's like, I just want to meet Russ. And I'm like, you're staying alive to meet Russ?
Sorry.
You're going to be disappointed,
especially
y'all.
That's Russ some, with that haircut.
That's some Wonder
it's
Bread.
It's the worst, like, Zac Efron twink hair. Oh, it's terrible.
That was his worst
it
gay
worst,
hair.
Worst.
It was his Three Doors Down hair.
It's true. We just watched the episode.
You call
with
me Superman.
You know what? I will call you Superman because I'll do what I want. I'll do what I want.
Okay, I will say... Their segments were the crown jewel of this episode.
And that's why we saved them for last.
She was giving full entitled reality show realness.
Tell me you're not happy that they're not on this season, and I'm going to call you a liar.
Well, she's even more of a monster.
It's good
this,
TV.
But she's making herself look ridiculous. I need to do one thing really quickly that I needed to see. I need to show you how Kim walks.
Oh, okay. I never
because
know.
It's the first time I've ever seen it, and I've noticed it. She takes her toes inward, and it's like she's power walking.
Yeah.
It is something.
Oh, wow. That makes the stage shake when you walk. No, I didn't mean it like that. Take back. I didn't mean it like that.
You will pay for
I
that.
I didn't mean it like that. You're very svelte.
I will murder you.
So, Kim and Isman. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
I'm trying to kill you with my brain. Get on with it.
All right. So, okay. Usman's basically like, if she keeps acting like this, I'm not going to let her meet my family. She's like walking away from him. They're fighting.
No, I can walk by myself. But no. that. And she's just. She's like, the same garbage.
It's all on the line.
Then you have to look up like this. It's all on the line.
I don't want to lose him.
It is a little Darcy. Thank you.
They give the same energy, actually. They really
although
do.
Although Darcy at least holds a little bit back.
It's true.
But I will say, y'all, it has come to light recently. Us Magazine did something. Kim was also married to some guy in prison. It is
Jamal's
been,
father.
Not Jamal's father.
Oh, I thought
this
it was Jamal.
No, this is after Jamal's father. She had a prison marriage
Which makes all the sense in the world.
Which makes it a crossover.
A crossover from Love After Lockup.
90 Days After Lockup.
Y'all, can't you just see Kim on Lalu? In a second. So, we got in love. We started writing letters. And we fell in love.
She's married. So, I want to know about Jamal's father. Good Lord.
We don't know a lot about him. They were in a long, that their marriage was long.
But that, I think he was supposed to be not good for her, mm-hmm. like not safe. That's what Jamal says. Jamal can say anything.
Oh, my God.
It.
He is the hottest guy. Fuck.
He just did that fucking high school challenge that everybody's doing on TikTok. Guess who was still hot in high school, too? Jamal.
Fuck you.
I look like the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz.
In
high school. I'm not doing that challenge.
I looked like the friend in a lesbian B movie.
Yeah.
Not like a lead.
Yeah.
Like the friend who is like, I kind of want to hook up too. And they're like, not yeah. you.
Like you
You'll
look
get
like,
breast buds soon.
Like the other girl in the institution in Girl Interrupted. You're like her friend.
Yes. I was one who shaved my head in Girl Interrupted. I was like, yeah. And Melanie Lynskey got cast ahead of me. And I was like, yeah. fuck.
So, so they're in separate rooms. They're kind of talking.
So
they're
vivid.
Not even in the same room, and they're having this conversation, which is infuriating. I'm like, just go walk in the same room. I don't get this, but whatever. So, the long of the short, because there's better things that happen. He apologized. Usman says, "I'm sorry," and he's like, "But when you do things like, first you did the water, then you did the milk." Kimberly, instead of saying, I'm sorry, says, I threw things because you wouldn't let me finish my thought.
That doesn't compute. I threw
Not
something.
Not a justification.
So, because you wouldn't let, it's just, oh, and then did you hear her say, the past 2 years, I've made you my life. I've made you my life. And y'all, she even threw these sentences. I said this on, what show was it? I think I saw it on Lalu, where he's like, what other woman would do this for you?
Her name was Baby Girl Lisa, and she just did.
Right. But that
her name was, what was the other girl?
Zara,
she just did.
But it's that kind of thing. It's that kind of like, you don't have anyone besides me. It's that's an abusive thing to say. And so, but yeah, she's, can we talk about what happens when he says, if this is how it's going to be, let's end it. That is a complete bluff on his
They're
part.
Both shitty. They're both shitty. Yes.
And, well, when he said that, I was like, you're going to get what you want, buddy, because she's going to apologize because you're threatening to end it, and that is her trigger.
It's awesome.
And you're getting her.
They go to bed. We're like, are they? We don't know. And the next morning they wake
up. She's scrunching. She is scrunching like a motherfucker. Crisp. Aussie scrunch spray. Aussie scrunch spray.
This is my new super body.
That's the super body splash.
Super body splash. You can put it on your.
I ordered it and I put the wrong address, Mercury Retrograde. So now I've had to email them now like 4 times to try to get it to the right.
No one gives a shit.
Well, I was going to give it away at our live shows.
Next time for tour.
Maybe.
We'll never get it.
So, she meets him for breakfast, and Kimberly sits down, and she's like, look, I just want to say I'm sorry. Oh, thank you for the coffee. And Usman goes, that's hot water.
That's my favorite thing this episode. I should tell you that is hot water.
That's not who I am. I was like, bitch, that is who you are. You've
no,
done it twice.
That is 100% who
that's
you are, and we love you for it.
We love you for it.
God, we love you throw. We love it that you throw shit. You're ridiculous.
She's like, yeah, she's ridiculous. So she said, that's not me. I was so angry last night. Well, except I did throw the water on you when I wasn't angry. Oh, yeah, I cut that. Yeah, that is.
Remember, you just did not tell me everything. You did not tell me. You told me the first wife gets all the love and the second wife is the baby maker. Pause. I don't think that was his words. Maybe it was.
I honestly think it could have been off camera.
You think he said that?
Yeah, I do think that I do think he gaslights her. I think he will.
I do think he gaslights her.
He gives her part information. She fills in the ends of his sentences, and he says, "No, I never said that. You were completely wrong." And does make her think she's crazy, but he makes her think she's even more crazy.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that she's so desperate for love that she will do anything, that she will have a second wife, even though we all know she's never going to have a second wife. It's never going to happen. She will choke that woman out before it happens on camera.
She'll throw acid in her face, probably.
We all know that's not going to work. That was dark.
Why do you think she'll throw something on? Because she always throws
things on
her.
That was dark for me.
Sorry.
So the first wife gets all the love and the second wife's the baby maker.
I feel like you're trying to dip some garlic. I said I wasn't going to cry.
But she does.
And then she says,
she's like, you'll never see this side of me again. You'll never see this.
Yeah,
then it's bargaining. Y'all, we go through the stages of grief like, ting, 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 ting.
And they
we
both
hit them all.
They do. Because she says, I don't think you realize what I'm compromising on. And he says, I don't think you realize what I'm compromising on. And I went, what are you compromising on?
Besides,
she's not of his age.
That is it.
What is he not compromising on?
I think that is what he's not saying is, you don't know what I'm compromising on. You old.
But see, so but that's where I
can't say that.
It's a tip for tape because she tries to make him feel fear that she's the only one that loves him. But he constantly makes her feel like I'm the only one that's going to take because you're old and not pretty.
And then we get to one part
terrible
where we're on her side. And then she's like, so can I get some yummy tonight?
Yeah.
That's all I want. I just want some yummy. Yeah. I just really want the yummy.
Just get some fucking yummy.
And I'm like, oh, honey, well, you almost had us. You almost had us. Till that is really rapey. Yikes.
I mean, she's a dick pig.
She is, but not in a very empowered way.
Maybe
she's
not
coming from a place of extreme power, so that is not dick pig in the least.
So she apologizes, and Usman's kind of like, all right, now we're gonna go to this birthday party, and if you behave yourself.
My birthday party, as he keeps saying.
If you behave yourself at my birthday party, then he said he's going to take her to see his family. So I guess the birthday party's going to be next week.
I have a feeling she's not going to behave well. Cross fingers.
That's all I got, y'all. That's the show.
That's the show.
That's the show.
That's the show.
Whoa. Whoa, that was quick. I did not expect that. I did not expect that.
Y'all, it's been so much fun to kind of get back to where we started. I still can't believe. Why am I standing up?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Sorry.
Please don't fall. Thank you, Chicago, for having us
tonight.
Thank
you, Chicago!
It's been... I know, and I don't mean this as an awe. I mean this because I think you probably all think about this too, and so I just want to be open and honest. But, like, I was zipping Poodle up in that very slutty dress backstage, and I said, isn't it weird when you go out there? Like, I still am always surprised. I'm like, oh.
You said that to me.
Yeah, that's his name, Poodle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sir, I'll see you in the alley.
Oh,
right
there you go, yeah. Someone's trying to do it. Boy. Hope you brought that antibiotic.
I'm speaking your language.
Yeah, just put hand sanitizer
this
on
is
your
universal
dick after you're done. But no, we came out, and I walk out, and we see y'all, and I told Jake, I said, I'm always surprised that people came. I'm just like, oh, they came. And he said, me too.
A part of me thinks that too, where I'm like, wait,
here. They came. So we know that you've got stuff to do on a Thursday night. You've got important school stuff. All
y'all
that.
Got babysitters.
We appreciate you
told
you
your kids to fuck off.
Yes. So we appreciate you all for making time and coming out tonight.
And y'all, so we want to thank Brad, Doug, and Justin, who are and Rachel, who are helping us out at Lincoln Hall tonight.
Yes,
thank you
to
so
Lincoln
much.
Hall. And to Bo, who's doing our merch.
To Bo and merch.
Gary/Ian in the booth.
Ian.
Just like the hurricane.
Sorry.
Timely.
Ian. Timely.
Kristen, who's our booker, Sarah and our whole team at ACAST. Oh, actually, it's not Sarah anymore.
Oh, no. Oh. Sarah's gone. But we do love, we're still at ACAST. We love ACAST.
Jackie and our Sissy Squad mods. We also
have some Sissy Squad Sissy members squad. In the audience.
We have Sissy, our Sissy team, Christina, Caitlin, and Patrick. And lastly, this show is dedicated to you guys, the best listeners we could ever ask for.
Yes.
So,
and we want to... Oh, sorry. Just and so VIP, how that's going to work is, no, how's that going to work?
What?
Did you talk to him about how it's going to work?
What we're going to do, I think, what?
That's just a guy who wants to fuck you. He's just rowdy now.
Sir.
So.
Sir. VIP line is at the alley. Unfortunately, it is men only.
I think what we're.
There's a 10-minute limit.
I think last time we did it on stage.
Yes. So. Actually, well, we could probably line up here for this. There you go, sir.
Go ahead. We didn't talk about it, so let's just go ahead and, why don't you just line up?
VIP people just going to stay in here, and we'll tell you what to do.
Yeah, and everybody else can go out and have a drink and all
just
that.
Just right here. Everybody else, get the fuck out. And, no, actually, you can go have a, go, there's plenty of bar area on this out here, I believe. And
we're not the Chicago Board of Tourism.
No.
It's fine. It's fine, but I'm glad you want to take care of it. Don't you flinch when I touch you. I love you.
Gross.
But no, seriously, we have the best, best listeners of any podcast in the world.
Thank you.
We believe that. So this is for you.
And I just want to say one other thing. There's hurricanes. We're coming out of who knows. We're going into who knows.
Who knows.
And there's all kinds of uncertainties in the world right now. But I tell people all the time, every show is, keep your hope. Hope is a thing with feathers, as Emily Dickinson says, that like perches in your breast. And stay there. And find your happy. Find your daily happy. And keep the fuck going, Queens!
Keep going, Queens. We love you.
Gary is on that cue like a motherfucker. Thank you, Gary.
So long, sad times. Go long, bad times. We're free of you at last.
That's a good note.
Cloudy gray days. Hello, gray days. You are now a thing of the past. Forget your troubles.
Happy days.
Get happy.
It's all here again.
We're gonna chase
the
all
the skies above our clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come on,
let's
get
sing a
happy.
Song here again.
We're going to
happy
the
days.
Judge.
Are here again.
The sun is shining.
All
come
together.
On, get happy.
Shout it now.
The world is waiting.
There's no one who can doubt it now.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come on,
let's
get
song
happy.
About it now.
We're headed to
happy
the promise.
Happy days are here again. Take it, Queen.
We're headed. Cross the river, soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on.
From now on.
Forget your troubles, come on,
get happy.
Here again.
We're gonna chase all your cares
above
away.
Our clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So
happy times.
Happy times.
Happy nights.
Happy nights.
Happy days. Ah.
Here.
Ah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chicago.
Good night, Chicago. We love you. See you next time.
Pretends. Woo! Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you all so much, Chicago. I love it here.
I do love it here.
Y'all are hot as shit. Everybody. Especially the men. But everybody. All of you.
Come on, whore. Love y'all.
We'll see you in the VIP. Have a good night, everybody.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.